Well, Max was born in Redfern in Sydney, where he spent a very deprived childhood. During the 1930s Depression, had his first brush with the law at the age of 5, and at the age of 10 was committed to an institution for wayward boys. He spent most of the next 30 years in prison. He's contributed to Poems from Prison, 1973, and Australians Aware, 1975, both edited by Rodney Hall, and to Poets' Choice. He has also published three collections: The Poor Man's Bean, 1975, Hard is the Convict Road, 1977, and Baronda, 1977, and has written an autobiography, Dingo, My Life on the Run, which was came out as a book in
Yes.
1980. And Max, that biography is lifted from the Oxford Companion to Australian Literature, and it's not every writer who finds themselves listed in this compendium. How did you get to be in the Oxford
I don't
Companion to
know.
Australian Literature?
I didn't even know I was in it, actually. And I was talking to, I seen this huge compendium, on a bookshelf. And I said, "What's that?" And they said, "Oh, every poet in Australia is in there, And I said, "I wonder if I'm in it." "Of course, have a look, And I was in it. And I couldn't believe it, I don't know why or what or, perhaps it has to do with the who your publishers are, They work into those sort of situations. And
Who was the first person that picked you up and helped you into the field of poetry in Australia?
Rodney Hall. What happened was that one year, this is when I was actually in prison, in Parramatta Prison, and it was a year that the Sydney Rotary decided that they'd put some time into men in prison, So they sent out a friend of mine. He turned out to be, he was finish up the Assistant Commissioner of Corrective Services. He went right to the top, but he brought out some books, and in the course of time, brought out Rodney Hall, who was working. He was the editor of the one of the Australian newspaper, poetry editor, and he brought him out, and so we and he they put a sign up in the yard saying anyone interested in writing, be at the chapel at a certain time. So up we turned up, and he said, "Oh, I want you to read some of the stuff you've written." So there's only five of us, and I said, "Well, mine's not poetry, it's just stuff I've written down." He said, "All right, just So I've read it, and he said, "Well, if that's not poetry, I don't know what is, And I said, "Oh, good, Well, that went on for a few years, that poetry group every week and studying books. The Rotary gave us books, and I was given a copy of Homer and the Iliad, and studied them, and I read most of the classics, those ancient classics. I read most of them. And finally, with a bit of practice, and I remember saying to Rodney, "Oh, look, I said, I'd like to know how to write poetry." And he said, "You can write it." And I said, "I'd like to know what, the different aspects of it, what the technical side of it." He said, "Forget that, just write." And that's all I've been doing ever since, I just write.